just like to be makir toiv to Rosh Hashiva Shlita for coming to give us divrei chizuk and esoyrus. Likewise, a particular hakaras toiv to the link koilel for allowing this kinus divrei hesped and making it passable, encouraging us, and we have a hakaras toiv to them as well.
Not bakant if the olim here are talmidim, or talmidim of talmidim, ashem elikchoy, or people heard of him, and else the din of one of the gadol Yisrael to be mechabed. So I'm very not sure if the right thing to do is describe in general or to be oimer on a certain nekuda. I'll assume at least one line. I mean, Rav Moshe was someone who grew up in Eretz Yisrael. He was yoinik from all the yeshivas. His own home was a Slabotka home. And I think Slabotka chinuch mitzad, the chinuch was a big chelik of him. He was yoinik in learning. He used to go to the Biskarov a lot. And in Lomdus, in the Knech of Lomdus, that was him. His main hashpah and his main arbatzis Torah was in a different chalak of Torah, to one that he told everyone, and myself included many times, that he feels that Rav Dessler was the one who opened up the gates for him. He had a kesher with Rav Dessler when Rav Dessler's Rebbeson was Nifta. They needed a bacha to stay with Rav Dessler for about 2 years until Rav Dessler was Nifta. He was a core of the Alter Kelm, the Adam Kishrei Mishpacha, and Rav Dessler took a liking to him, and he stayed with him. And Rav Dessler opened up for him Sha'arim of a whole new world, and it became a very big chelik of his Torah. And Lamais's Ikar Batzis Torah over the next decades would be in that chelik of Torah. He was maimid talmidim in the thousands because he didn't have a central makom that was his. I mean, he had koilet, this, had that, but beikar he gave an extraordinary amount of shiurim every week, 30, 40 a week, and it ranged from Tyrus, once when his daughter was Nifta in the 80s sometime, he started Habur and Tyrus to be sometimes twice a week, sometimes once a week, and he went through a lot of Masechtas and Tyrus. He'd occasionally, depending on yeshiva where he was, he would occasionally say on Inyan with yeshiva. He also had Chaburis in Dvarim Oinim Berumish Olal Mamish, in the Oimek of the Inyanim, and a lot of Shurim for Mevakshe Hashem, that we'll call it the Olam of Agoda, the world of Agadata, but in a tzura that was unique. And I want to sort of focus on that more than anything else, on that nekuda. Kimat everything that words, ideas, expressions, I can't say I'm quoting him, but myself, like anybody who was a Talmud, the way we saw things, we understand things, you say this, it would be impossible to say it's not his words, and it's also not being quoted. So that's what it is. It's in the ruach of things, the way he said some nekudas that he might have said, but more than anything else, it's the Torah that he passed on to my daughter and so on. The Chazal say, it's a medrash in Dvarim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's on the pasuk Eila Dvarim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei l'shoina shel Torah, machaviva, shemerapei es haloshen. The language of Torah is chaviv, because it heals the loshen. Minayin, shekein ksiv, it says a pasuk, marpe loshen eitz chayim.
So
So there is a kilkel. There's some sort of problem with the lashon. There's some sort of problem with dibur. And Torah is their forfeit. Obviously, if the chet of the Eitz Hadas is a chet that was mekalkel the world, so it's chayim is marpe the world. But here, it's specifically focused on loshen on loshen Eitz Chaim, marpe loshen Eitz Chaim. Chazal in say a few times they speak about that in context loshen hara. But this seems to be a much more holistic inyan that this is a marpa loshen. Teida lecha. Lo sid lovoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu malo migan eden ilonis meshubachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo sid lovoy is going to bring ilonis meshubachim from Gan Eden. Umao shifchon she merapin as a loshen. She nema vala nachal yale al sfosoy mizeo mizeo. V'minayin she refuash a loshen shtem v'yipiru lemachol v'leo lesufa. So the mouth has two types of inyanim. One inyan is the chila, and so peiris are meichel the person, and the alim of the leaves of that tree are marpa the loshen. Kolsho ilaim v'loyis himenu, a person who's dumb, he doesn't have, he's mute, he's not able to speak. He chews the leaves. L'shoinim misrapim etzatzim yadivet Torah. Shekach ksiv mizeh mizeh, because it says mizeh mizeh im ksuvim. What's the kesha? Reb Levi Omar, malon lumer mokemacha. Why do we need to learn this out from any other place? It's an our pasuk in Dvarim. Nilmod mimekoymai. Hari Moshe, ad shalei zocha l'Torah ksiv boi lo ish Dvarim anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was zeichet to Torah, it says lo ish Dvarim anoichi. Kivush zocha l'Torah, nisrap l'shoin v'ischa l'daber Dvarim. Minayim, mimashakrin abinyin, elo Dvarim shedibe Moshe. So, a whole arichas chazal, that there's something called, the loshen is sick, it's ilaim, it needs a refuah, and it is going to have the refuah from the alim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the dogma of it, that there's before there was elu dvarim, and then there's dvarim here. It's a chidas stuma, the whole chazal from beginning to the end. What are we talking about? What is this great machla that permeates Diburim? And what is the tikkun in Divrei Torah specifically? The Lashon de Zohar Kodesh says that in Mitzrayim, he says specifically in Mitzrayim, there was a golus hadibur. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo ish dvarim anoichi, the pshat is, Moshe as a Navi should have been an Ish Devarim. Moshe as a Navi should have been someone who could speak. A Navi's tafkid is Nifso Sayyim, as says someone who gives over Dvar Hashem. So Moshe should have been a Medaber, but there was a Golos Hadibur in Mitzrayim, and that Golos Hadibur it ended with the Torah being given. So there's a world of kilkel in dibur specifically. Divrei Torah is the tikkun for that, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the dugma for it. So let's try and understand a little bit what we're talking about, because it seems to be something that goes through from Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Latvarim, till Lasid Lavoi. It seems to be something that's a bria hatichin of what's wrong with the bria, and what's going to be right. Kiyadua, everyone knows the Targum Unkelis, that the koyach of Adam is ruach memalo, that Adam is a medaber. It in itself, it's kind of a little bit paladic, because, I mean, we would hope that a person is of more bardas than he's a medaber. if we to ask to describe a person, person's, you know, chassid das is chassid das. Chassidiba is a terrible problem, a terrible pgam. But chassid das is missing the person. Well, why nefesh chaya of the bria? Do we refer specific to dibur? Correct, adam is a medabe, and that's how it's referred to. But in what sense is that the ikar of tzuras adam? So, it needs a little bit to be mizbeinin on what is koyach hadibur. What's the etzim nekud of koyach hadibur? Balachayim supposedly don't talk. There is some sort of a balachay box when something walks by that's dangerous. This one makes such a sound. There are sounds that balachayim make. That conveys some message. So yes, it's a little more sophisticated. But if Koyach HaDibur is just able to make sounds to indicate something, where is that havdalah between Adam, who's medaber, and the rest of Achaim that are not? Koyach HaDibur of saying, if I see an apple and I make a noise because apples are good, that has nothing to do with Koyach HaDibur. There's no Shaykh to Koyach HaDibur. That's not the Koyach HaDibur we're talking about. Koyach HaDibur is a very, very... It's a Koyach that Be'emes is unique in the world in Al Yoinim and Tachtoinim. In the world of Tachtoinim, in the physical world, everything physical can be represented by something else physical. If I want to count sheep, I don't have to count the sheep. I take a rock and I put it down, and this is a rock, this is a rock. I can make a grunt also, and it's the same thing. That's it's nothing. It's I took one piece and represented another piece. The olam of das, the olam of havana, the olam of dea, is al yoinim. That's where that world is, and that world, Malachim, the Rambam says, a Masig and Makir Mesperam, that's the world of Deya, of Yediya, far beyond what a person can do normally. But that world is impossible to give over in our world. It has no Shaychis. I can take a stone and trade it for an apple. But how do I represent a chesed with a physical object? How do I represent kedusha with a physical object? So elyonim are there, tachtonim are here, and there's be'etzim no bridge between the two. The koyach hadibur that Adam has is that he can say the word chesed. He can say the word mishpat. You can say the word kedusha. And when I say the word chesed, and when I say the word mishpat, then I am giving over a musik. And it has meaning. It has halachis. It has dinim. The koyach hadibur of Adam is to take something that be'etzim has no shaychus to this world, diburim, give it a certain mitzias. It gives it enough of a hagdara that it now can start becoming active in this world. I can talk about chesed, and it's meaningful enough to spur somebody to do something. I can talk about kedusha, and it's meaningful enough that somebody can do something. That koyach, to take something that belongs there and to bring it here, that's koyach hadibur, and that's unique to Adam. That is the koyach hadibur of Adam. He's a medaber, because das is an elyonim. It's not unique to Adam, and it's maybe in a better tzad than by Adam. But dibur, they wait with their kedusha till we say kedusha. The koyach of being able to bring it down into this world through dibur is unique to Adam. When the chet of the Eitz Hadas came, the first the tzura of the chet was the pitui of the nachash. The nachash was a medaber, and he said diburim that had immense hashpa and were not at all mushrash in the world of emes. The saying words that are not coming from Elyonim, they come from Tachtoinim. The taiva and the chemda to eat from the pri, the nechmod and the and taiva and all of those in Yonim are not there. So I've taken dibur, and instead of dibur being the kli for taking an emes of Elyonim and making it part of our world, and so that it becomes an active agent, and it's poil and mashpia, I've taken dibur, cut it off from its shirish, and made it from this world, of this world, to this world. And that's a dova neira. It's a pagam that goes to the heart of what Adam should have been, and the fact that Adam is spotted to it means that he couldn't be mafchin between diburim that are emes and diburim that are sheker, and the kilkul that happened in the Chet Veitz Hadas was mekalkul the etzem mohus of Adam. The Rambam, when he speaks in Deis about Lashon, his madgish, he's not speaking about a no. His adgosha is that whatever is befiv, whatever is belibo should be befiv, because that's be'etzem dibur. He's not talking, I mean, there's also knevis das that belongs later on. There's halachos of a no. The Rambam in Deis is talking about midas, and the midah of dibur is that everything that's in the person's mouth is an expression of something that's in his heart. And if a person says something that he doesn't mean, even if it's not, doesn't harm anybody, even I would add if it's emes, but the person doesn't mean it, like Divri Chanufa and so on. He's not talking about Chanfing to Russia. He's not talking about Divri Chalokas v'Chanufa. Rambam's not talking about Chanfing to Russia that you're not allowed to, or trying to cajole somebody to give you something that he shouldn't, and so on. The etzem fact that I say things that are not mushrash, belibi benishmasi, that's a kilkul of dibur. The Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh, because Moshe Rabbeinu's das was on a very high madrega, and none of the words that we have in our vocabulary has the ability to convey what Moshe Rabbeinu had. So just like a person who has a very, very complicated idea, very deep and complicated idea, and he finds his words inept, he can't express himself, he can't bring it out because of the reimimus or the complexity or the depth of what he has to say. Moshe Rabbeinu's kvad peh was nevea from the fact that he didn't have, there was no diburim in the world. Once Adam was choyte, dibur became shells, they became non-ruchnistic entities, and there's no way in which it's possible to convey anything of Elyonis through those words. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us words. If you say the pasuk, how does a person say words that is Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Those words contain in it everything of Emuna. How? So as a person misamik in it. But Torah gave us words, and those words are correct ad asof. what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Torah, the ideas were there before. The others had Torah. But the Devarim of Torah, the Diburim of Torah, those Diburim were Nikva in Torah. And once we have these Diburim, as we say it, it's Emes Lamitoy, and we can sit and think about it. Well, once we say this Diburim, we understand one Eifin, another Eifin, another Eifin. But HaFeichba VaFeichba DeKulaba, those words contain it all from the Sheirish. If you, Maima Muska, if you take a look at the Tzur of Chachamim, the Rif took the Lashna Gemara. The Rambam took the Lashna Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch takes the Lashon Rambam. There's a Kepeda. Mr. Bura takes the Lashon from the Koran quotes. He's Mishana only where there's a need, either if there's a green halacha or if he feels something's missing in Hezba. But there's a Kepeda to say over things B'Lashon Rabbi, because Lashon Chachamim Marpe, there's something in the Lashon that is that has in itself amitius, that if I fool around with the Lashon, if I patchka with the Lashon, I'm going to lose something. If I paraphrase the Rambam, I'm going to lose a lot more than I bargained for. If I paraphrase the Gemara, I'm going to lose a lot more than I bargained for. Keep the Lashon where there's a need to be mazbe divrei Torah or whatever. So there is the makom to mishana. But you see, Gedolei Rishonim Achronim try to stick with the Lashon and add and subtract only bedoichik when they needed to whatever to be able to gever whatever need to gever. So there's an Eitz Chaim. Torah is an Eitz Chaim that's misakin. That's misakin that kilkel of the Eitz Hadas. It has peiris. Peiris are what give me chias. Peiris is my input. That's my unique where I get das. And the alim are a trufa leper, because that is where a person is able to be misakin the lashon. And the alim, which seem to be the chitzonius of the pri, the alez is around it, that is the marpa lashon. So the etzem pri is the unique of the person from the Eitz Chaim. It's where I get my chias from the Eitz Chaim. And the alim is where my lashon becomes marpa and I become a medaber. Moshe Rabbeinu went from being a kvad peh, because before Torah was given, there were no words floating in the world that could possibly express what Moshe knew. Once there's divrei Torah, everything is in it, and it's beremiza, it's bedrisha, it's the fiseder. There are a million ways in which it is, but it's there in those words. And if you say those words, you will mechavim ala emes with the diburim. That is the mahus of the world of diburim, its tikkun, and so on. I want to go on to the inyan, I guess, that I want to talk about. There was a whole chelak of Torah that was sasum and omum. There was a chelak of Torah, halacha, has its lashon. Even there, if the one our rebbeim's mahalach and meseris comes from Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim's chiddush, a lot of times you find an earlier, a be'erech, sort of, it's not doim of chilukim that are similar. Reb Chaim's lashon, the way he cut the nafgeminis, the way he cut the chilukim, there's something about the hagdoris that he was kaveya that gave us a sprach. What opened up most people when they learned the steris and so on, they have a sense of a nafgemina. But you struggle with it because you don't have those diburim. Reb Chaim was kaveya certain diburim. I don't just mean the word chalois or that. It's a tzura of being magda something that in the world of halacha open up that world because Diburim started coming. In the world of Agoda, Agoda is the neshama of Torah. So Lemoid Agadata, and it should be Makir Misha'oma Voya Oilam. So if a person wants to be Makir the Sheirish, Halacha is what I need to do in this world, but Torah also explains to me who said it. One part of Torah is a projector onto the world. What should the world look like to fit with the Ratzon and Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And one part of Torah is Melamed on the Mitzvah. And that Chelek is called Agoda. Agoda was missing a Sprach. The Pshuta, there are plenty of words floating around. There are plenty of Pshutas and Mikra floating around. But if a person wanted to be Misamik, there was a lack of words. There's a world of Kabbalah, but for most of us, those are words with no meaning. It doesn't help if you hack in more words that you don't know what it is. Someone told me, with Spilus, he was sitting in a sukkah next to, in a sukkah of Chassidus Shiyid, and the kid and the father was saying that the sukkah is Pchinas Yaakov, which is Pchinas Tiferes, and the kid said, well, what does it mean? What's that? He said, we don't know, but that's what it is. So the person told me with a little Spilus, I said, if you're trying to explain something, when you explain one word that you know what it means, with another word you know what it means, I'm not sure what the te'elos of those words are. Yes, those words are emes, but in terms of Havana, those words added nothing to me, just more words. Yes, there was a big world, and today people have opened up the floodgates, and were flooded with those words. It didn't add Havana, it added words. If anything, it added more obfuscation. There was a world that didn't come from Torah, and also had Diburim describing, we'll call it the philosophy, the machshava of Torah, and those words were not the words of the Torah. I once saw a remarkable haskama for Michael Feinstein. I don't remember the sefer. I remember where I saw it. And I was kind of, it was so striking that it was memorable. Someone had written a sefer in Lomdus, on Sugyas. This person came from a very different background, not a yeshivish background. And the nusach of the sefer was what we would call probably academic, modern, something of that nature. I guess this person must be acquainted with Michal, because Michal wrote Haskama. And he writes that, I went through some of the inyonim. He feels that he's oimid on the, he's right, you know, in other words, the tzugang is glat, and so on and so forth. There's a paragraph or two where he writes that he doesn't have a problem with the etzem lomdus that the person presented. But then he writes, I need to express something. He said, my chinuch and my mesiris is that the levusha Torah and the Gufa Torah are Hainu Hach. There's a lotion the Zohar uses in places that Kehadein Kamtza, like a grasshopper, that its skin and itself is one and the same. Grasshoppers molt and they leave over their bodies. So the skin and the body is one thing. Divrei Torah is, you can't take Divrei Torah and stuff it into words that are not Torahic. And it's hard to say, is it wrong? Technically, what the person said is right, but the diburim are not the diburim for it, and that's a kilkel. If you say and like Reb Michal writes, our understanding is divrei Torah have diburim that are shaykh to them, and to express it in other diburim, it's not it. Reb Moshe's godless was incredible. He, on the one hand, he opened up Sfarim, words, Musagim. The Maral was a sefer chassam for many of us, most of us, and he would explain it. And, wow, those words mean something. He took ideas from I don't know where, I mean, way beyond any place I could have ever looked. He would say them in words. He wouldn't say them unless there were words that he could express it that were my words, words that could talk to me and to everyone sitting in the audience. To leave it as diburim that are menutik from our mitzias, that we are no shaykhs to, that never went. He was able to explain a huge amount of different chiburim and inyanim. His words were eloquent, beautiful, and yet they were divrei Torah. They had no sense of coming somewhere else. One of the reasons why he was so mashpia on the Israeli Baal Tshuva movement, his ashpa wasn't his ability to argue on an inyan that the person wanted to argue. Yes, evolution, yes, religion, no religion, yes, God, no God. That wasn't his. But a person who heard him speak about emuna in the surah that he spoke, it was a sheer in the inyanim, bringing out the inyanim, the oimek and the chazal. His dibur was first of all it was sophisticated enough. It was sophisticated and elegant that anyone, even people who heard Big Baal Lashon speak, were enamored by the Lashon. And yet that Lashon itself was machnes people to an olam of Torah. it was an incredible skill to be able to have such a koyach hadibur that was beautiful mitzad the dibur shaboy, true to the mocker, and miskabel on the lev of the shemeya. And despite the fact that the diburim were sichliyistika, they had in themselves, people didn't understand, he didn't express regish through outward screaming, yelling, jumping, things like that. But the diburim themselves sang. They moved you. Mitzad de etzem dibur. The koyach, his dibur included in itself so much neshama to it. It was so mechuba to the shayrish of his own mitzias that it was mashpia tremendously. And nominally, it was a shir that the pshat is you have to use a seichel. But when you use the seichel to understand it, it suffuse you. Because that was incredible koyach of dibur that he had. It wasn't, yes, it was a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a matana toiva. But it's a lot more than that. It's extraordinary that the Rambam, who is our vehicle for Kol HaTorah Kula, Mishnah Torah is Kol HaTorah Kula, that's where everything else comes from. The Rambam writes about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Zeicha to be the Chosim of the Mishnah. And he writes, all of Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Milas, the ones that you would expect. He writes about the fact that he had the respect of his entire door and so on. Obviously, that was, you know, he was the Chosim of HaMishnah. But he also writes, there was an extraordinary Baal HaLashon, that he was an extraordinary Baal, he Lashon was something that he was a master of. And he brings a raya, incredible. The Rambam learns up a Gemara, Nagarata. It says that the Rabbanan would ask the Amsi, the Rebbe, they would ask all sorts of shaylas in Lashon. He said, what do Chazal teach us with that? So he said, what they're telling us is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Lashon was so perfect, and he was such a Baal HaLashon, that even his Amsi could teach Chachamim Lashon. In other words, it's a Shevach on Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the reason is, first of all, because the Mishnah is something that you have to be Medayik Ad HaSeif. It's written like that. You can't learn a Mishnah the way it says, the Chasur Mechser in the Ochikotani, and who it's going, all of that. You need somebody that can put down to the last dot everything with precision. it's also because the Divrei Torah of Deirah Shebal Peh has become ksiva. The transition from Baal Peh to some level of ksiva, I'll say Eslas Hashem, but some level of ksiva, requires that there be Ela Dvarim. It requires a Lashon Chachamim Marpeh. It requires Lashon. And a person whose words are not precise, that's lacking. It was a Mila that was Kolol, it was a Mila Kololius, and it was Kolol in the Kedusha Ben HaKadosh. Moshe was not Meirich, not time, place, the Meirich about how this is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his Kedusha also expresses itself in the Lashon. And the Rambam says that he's going to write Mishnah Torah in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Lashon of Torah is too, it's not Shaykh for someone to write Lashon Torah. Lashon Gemara doesn't have that. Lashon Mishnah is the model for the Rambam to write with. Because the Lashon itself becomes the Gufa Torah if it's Kitikunoi. That's what Adam is. Adam is a Medaber. And Divrei Torah are supposed to be Marpa Lashon. He, Reb Moshe, was the Baal HaLashon in this Tchum to our door. He gave words. It was possible to express ideas in words that had Shaykh's idea. It wasn't just a general word, this is a good thing. There was a certain way to be Teufis in the Kuda, to be Magda in the Kuda. There was an ability to be able to use Lashonis that you felt the Lashon itself is the Lashon, the natural Lashon of Torah. It's not an alien word that was pasted on for whatever reason to be used for Divrei Torah. That's, in many ways, that is the etzem. It's a type of a nesinas haTorah, a whole chelik of lashonis in Sfarim. There was sussum and chassum that we had no access to, and the people that came were mevakshim, and his words opened up those worlds. You'd hear a shir and you'd say, wow. I could repeat those words 100 times. He added the knetch and he put it in his words, and all of a sudden those words themselves meant something. So there's in the world of Lashon, there was two kilkulim. There was a kilkul mitzad. There was a kilkul mitzad the Lashon that we had no lashonis to convey our ideas. That was one area. And there was a kilkul aloshin where you could say things that were not true to the mucker. Loshin took off and became its own entity. And you never knew when you're saying the words if there's something behind those words. Minimally, they're emis, but they're hollow. There's no ani in the words. There's no medaber. It's just diburim without a medaber. And worse, where the words become an ivus, chas v'shalom, they become person twists and turns and says things not right and so on. But the first part, divrei Torah, should be mashpia on a person as they're said. The reason they're not mashpia, the Reb Chaskel Levenstein wasn't, his words weren't mashpia because it was a great arada, but when he said Sedar Ribbono Shel Olam, you shook. We could say it, and it's like a joke, because when he said it, his neshama was in those words. He lived it. So when the dibur has the person inside it, the atmis of the person, there's nothing that stands for a dibur like that. When people use diburim, they dress up. They have to say something, so they dress it up with nice words and paste on some words and inflate some words and so on. So they're as empty as they were put on. They're decorations and they act as decorations. Reb Moshe's koyach, and people didn't understand his regish was not with the shtick around speaking that a person uses. The words that he said, you'd hear him read the ksuba the ksuba danced off the page. And there was no external flourishes. He read the words, and every single word sang. It moved. I was once there at Purim, and I was high, so I allowed myself. It was probably an approachable person. It wasn't. And I told him a word that I once saw from the Chayza. The Chayza in Lublin. They asked him, what do you need a Rebbe for? You have Sfarim. This is the Baruch Hashem, there's tons of Sfarim in every Shetron Torah. What do you need a Rebbe for? So he answered with a Chassidish Avart. He said, Val Yedei Avodecha, Avdei Hashem, which are the Tzadikim, the Heilige Yidin, and so on, Hanevi'im Kosov, the written Nevi'im, Lamer, begin to talk. In other words, Kolzman, it's in a book, those are frozen words. They're words. They're cold, they're frozen. When somebody says it, the Vayipach Be'apov, the same koyach that we have, that a person, when you breathe into a person, you could do CPR, you could be mechayed a person. We have a me'ain of that koyach. In Dibur, when a person breathes his neshama into his Diburim, those Diburim become alive and they begin to talk. Ramesh was Nena, and I was high enough, and I said, that's what you offer us. And he gave me a playful slap for saying those Diburim. But that was it. And now the world is back to a certain illness. We're back again to a place. We had someone who had a Lashon Chachamim Marpe, who had an ability both to give over Dvarim, to take words and give them meaning. He had himself the Bala Lashon of the Maila that the Rambam so much talks about, that the Matik of Divrei Torah needs the Maila of being a Bala Lashon, of being a somebody with extraordinary command of Lashon. That was his Koyach Mitzad, opening up words that were Sosum and Chosum from who knows how long, all of a sudden became meaningful because he had that ability to give it. He gave us an entire vocabulary of words, phrases that are the natural Lashon, the Lashon Kodesh of Divrei Torah. The Rambam says Tefillah, the reason why Anshei Knesset Gedolah made Tefillah was because the Lashon was ileges. People stood and they didn't say things properly. Not sure if it's also the cover of tefillah, also the etzem tzur of tefillah. Since tefillah is a person, is a medaber, it has to be the lashon that's right. The Rambam doesn't explain why. The Rambam just says that the takana of the nusach was because the lashon was ilig. We had become used where a good speaker is someone that inflates the words, adds to the words. Maybe kilkuloi zui tikunoi, but at the end of the day, words themselves don't have the power to move, to convey, to inspire. We're talking about dvarim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words, don't those words themselves have in themselves the power to do it? The answer is because we were mekalkel our words, and our words we're a bit sincere about it. We don't not mean it, but we don't mean it. We don't lig in our words. He gave us words, and you realized if you were so overtaken by what he said emotionally, and without any of the normal trappings that sort of people feel a need in order to give words impact, but the words themselves spoke. the words themselves began to speak, that was a p'china of Lashon HaChamim Marpei. That was a p'china of words that were the words of Adam before the Chet. Words that have the clarity of the Sheirish. They convey the meaning of the Sheirish instead of obfuscating. They're the natural hemshech of the Sheirish. They're the words that are native. When we say that Torah is given Lashon Kodesh, the words given Lashon Kodesh, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu is metargim no Lashonis, but it's a tirgum. It's not the natural word. Torah has a natural language, and that's the Lashon Kodesh. That's the language of Torah. Holy is a very, very clumsy tirgum of Kodesh. So if you don't know anything else, so you have to survive on that. But holy doesn't begin to give over Kedusha. Reb Moshe was the one who was mamshich, these Lashonis, gave us a dictionary of vocabulary, a tsura, an understanding, the need that words of Divrei Torah need to have to be of the natural language. It needs to be one and the same as Divrei Torah. Reb Moshe also taught us that if a person lives with his entire mahus in the words he's saying, then those words don't need any extra brushing up to be mashpia on a person. It says, V'loy kol yardei dumai haluka. The world of Misa that's Neira is the world of Duma. A person is a Medaba, and a person is that's his koyach. And when he becomes Duma, yardei Duma, then he it stops his atzmis of a person. It's not the breathing. It's the ability to be the medaber of the bria. But people who left over diburim, not only their diburim, but the leftover world of diburim, those are the people that Chazal says is the same doivos bekeva. Reb Moshe's words changed the dar. It gave to Mvakshe Hashem and Bale Deya words of a different world, words of Emes, words that were a taste of those Alim, that were Marpil Lashon. He writes in those words continue that Suras Dibur of being of a behirus in the Inyan, of an amitus to the Sheirish, and a vechias pnimis in those words. May they continue. May he not be from the Yordei Duma. May his sifsais of Davis be keva. And may we all be zeicha to be toyim from the priets chayim, that's mechaya, and from the alam litrufa that will give us back the stature and tzuris adam that we were meant to be with l'chadchila. Thank you.